Here's a thought about gatekeepers. I've been thinking a lot about gatekeepers these days. Here's what I mean by a gatekeeper. So much of the world of art is controlled by gatekeepers. These are people who are the middlemen, if you will, between the artists who produce the work and the public who consumes it. So publishers are gatekeepers. I guess I'm one of them, for better or worse. Gallery owners are gatekeepers. People who write critical journals and do reviews and whatnot are gatekeepers. Universities can be gatekeepers. They determine who gets graduated and who doesn't. There are people who are sort of in control of the world of art and what gets seen and what gets published and what gets promoted. And then there are the artists. And they're rarely the same people. Very, very few artists are gatekeepers for their own work. They could be here in the age of the internet, here in the age of self-promotion. The role of the gatekeeper is not exclusively those people who are in power. It's one thing that the internet has done that is amazing to me is how it has democratized the distribution of information. So relative to you and I and our artwork, are we as dependent on gatekeepers as maybe we used to be? Is the role of the gatekeeper changing these days? Instagram and Facebook might be gatekeepers, but they're way more open and public than gatekeepers in the past were. If you've ever taken your work to a gallery unsolicited and asked the gallery owner to review your work for possible representation, you know the power that gatekeepers have to say no with authority. It's deflating. But you can post your work on the internet without the permission of a gatekeeper. Lots to think about here. Lots is changing in our world. I'd like to think that's all for the better.